Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 31st, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Postmates and Uber filed a complaint against Assembly Bill 5 in California Federal District Court. The companies argue that AB 5 violates several clauses in the U.S. and California constitutions, such as equal protection, because of how it classifies gig workers for ride-sharing and on-demand delivery companies, without the exemption that it grants to workers who do substantively identical work in more than 20 other industries. AB 5 is due to go into effect tomorrow, January 1st. The companies, along with two gig worker co-plaintiffs, are seeking a preliminary injunction while the lawsuit is under consideration. Microsoft said it took down 50 web domains being used by a North Korean government-backed hacking group known as Thallium, or APT-37, to launch cyber attacks through phishing emails and web pages. Microsoft said its Digital Crimes Unit and Threat Intelligence Center's teams were monitoring Thallium for months before filing a lawsuit on December 18th against Thallium in a Virginia court. In response to the Federal Trade Commission's allegations that YouTube has been violating the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by tracking children's data, the company plans to turn off comments, limit data collection on kid-targeted videos, and stop showing personalized ads on videos when the parent company Google knows that the viewer is underage. In response to YouTube, some 175,000 content creators have sent feedback to the FTC, demanding that the agency rethink its strategy, which they say unfairly cuts them off from revenue. Amazon is opening a homeless shelter within its Seattle, Washington campus, operated by Mary's Place, a nonprofit that provides shelter for homeless residents in Seattle. It was previously operating a shelter out of the Travelodge Hotel on Amazon's campus since 2016. The new shelter will have the capacity to serve 275 people each night and is expected to be the largest family shelter in Washington state. Apple's iOS 13 no longer allows apps to present an always allow option when requesting access to a user's location. A user must now do that themselves in iOS settings. iOS 13 also periodically reminds users that apps are tracking their location and prompts them to continue to always allow ongoing access to their location or to limit access while the app is being used. The Wall Street Journal reports that some developers say the location tracking reminders will hurt adoption of their apps, and that for users, reminders are appearing every few days after the user has repeatedly selected always allow. In response, Apple said the changes were made to safeguard user privacy. Location data collected by apps running in the background has dropped by 70% since iOS 13 was released, according to data intelligence company Location Sciences. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Cloud Hopper Chinese government-sponsored hacking campaign that was first reported by Reuters back in June is worse than originally thought, and that, quote, at least a dozen cloud providers were affected. The journal says, in particular, HP didn't see the hackers re-enter their clients' networks, even after the company gave customers the all clear. Other breached cloud providers include Rio Tinto, Philips, American Airlines, Deutsche Bank, Alliance, and GlaxoSmithKline. And finally, Huawei's rotating chairman Eric Zhu said that the company's full-year revenue will likely jump 18% in 2019 to 800 billion won. That's about $121.72 billion. And that's lower than its earlier projections due to its U.S. trade blacklisting that happened back in May. Zhu shared these numbers in a New Year's message to employees and customers, adding that 2020 will be a difficult year, where Huawei was unlikely to grow at the rate that it did in the first half of this year. The company didn't share full fourth quarter figures, but according to calculations by Reuters, revenue in the latest quarter rose to 239.2 billion won. That's about 23.28 billion US dollars, up 3.9% over the previous year, slower than the 27% increase it reported in the third quarter. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Lane. Happy New Year. Talk to you next year.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.